How to See the Fairies, the Complete Coddle Popper Guide. Part 1. The Situation. The number of times that we get asked where the coddle poppers live is nobody's business. Do we see them is another question that's as regular as a high-fibre diet. How do we know that they're there is also quite popular, and even the unthinkable. Do they really exist? Holy rolling thunder, sprinkles and fairy dust, as if we'd make something up like that. We took a list of the most commonly asked questions to the Council of Coddle Popper Elders at the Fairywood Chapter of Healing Isle in order that they might be made aware of the folly of human disbelief, so that hopefully the coddle poppers might come up with a plan as to how we can reveal the answers to all of these questions, concerns, and perhaps even more. After all, it's perfectly okay to question these things, but it really is quite another when folk fail to believe it. So the onus for proof must be for each individual to be able to see it for themselves, with their own eyes, or the eyes of a close relative. That being said, once shown, if that person still won't believe their own eyes, well, that's another problem for another day, as that person suffers from an acute shortage of magic in their life. And no amount of fairy dust in the world, or even in their eye, is ever gonna change it for them until they're ready to change it for themselves. And no coddle popper or fairy will try to convince them otherwise. The difficulty facing the Council of Coddle Popper Elders is that humans live in the middle world, and coddle poppers and fairy folk live in the lower world, or the other world as they like to call it, and the confusion is caused because of the fact that coddle poppers and fairies are regularly seen out and around in our world as they go about their daily chores.